Need a fire extinguisher. I better get a fire extinguisher. So I brought it. Don't start the time yet. I just started 5 minutes from now. Like Ezekiel, we know that if a person steals, my daddy steals, everybody in here knows that I'm not guilty of that. It's plainly talking about what men do who are here and that the other person is not responsible for their sins, period. It has nothing to do with this subject. Number two, the question just keeps begging to be asked. And that is, how did sin get here? Through one man. Have y'all noticed all night tonight that Pat has never read Romans 5 past verse 12? Yet, Romans 5, verse 12, throughout the rest of that chapter, makes it clear. Saying over and over and over and over again that by one man's sin, entered into the world. That's verse 12. Death by sin. People died from Adam to Moses. Verse 14. Who didn't even sin after the similitude of Adam? Because of the offense of one, many are dead. 5:15. Never read past 12. Never will. Because of one man's offense, death reigned as king. Death reigned by one. That's 5:17. The offense of one judgment came upon all to condemnation. 5:18. One man's offense, many were made sinners. 5:19. For as in Adam, all die. 1 Corinthians 22. There's nothing clearer than that. And I don't care if it's physical death. This is the contradiction. He says I'm talking about spiritual, that it's 900 years later that the man physically died. And then he said it's because God wouldn't let him eat of the tree. That was put there to keep him alive. How come God wouldn't let him eat of the tree? Because sin entered into the world. Period. So he died physically because sin entered into the world. That's why God wouldn't let him eat the tree. He said that. There's no way around it. You die spiritually and you die physically because of sin. Period. And that's why you don't read past verse 12 ever. Now, as concerning the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, something's missing in the picture. How come God bypassed the man? Reasonable question. How come he bypassed the man? Well, you'll see that it is the seed that is corrupt. And the woman don't have the seed. You'll see that through the Bible, throughout the Word of God, you'll see that all men was in Adam's loins. All man was in Adam's loins. Adam got some vinegar in his loins. Passed it over. Just like, what's complicated about that? You get some AIDS in your loins, and you pass it right on down too. Ain't nothing strange about passing stuff down. Nothing strange about even that blonde hair keeps on that. Nothing strange about passing something down. You got you some diabetes, you pass it down. Ain't nothing strange about that. All men was in his loins, the whole human race. And you can read Hebrews chapter 7 and see clearly. And go back to Genesis. That all of the descendants was in Abraham's loins. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because it ain't my fault if you ain't studied it well enough to know. And I don't want to eat all my time, but very simple. The Bible says that when Abraham paid tithe to Melchizedek, which was 400 years before Levi got here.
The Bible said Levi paid tithe because he was in Abraham's loins, and when Abraham paid tithe, Levi paid tithe, being in Abraham's loins. In the loins of Adam was the whole human race. Why it all happens again, don't pretend to know. True smarts, Pat. And true wisdom is this, and you mark this down, this will help you. It's not in what a man knows. True wisdom and true intelligence is in what a man knows he don't know. Because then you don't intrude and wade in to fool's ground. Okay? That's like coming bypass man. The seed of man was corrupt. Not the seed of the woman, because there ain't one. And how come he did it like that? I don't know. But the fact that there's something missing in that picture is the evidence that you need. Pat don't even realize he uses David's son. He says that one person's sin cannot be transmitted or passed to another. And he uses David's son dying, and then says of his own mouth, he died because of David's sin. Did you hear him say that? Play it fine back there. Mike, how much time I have left? Okay, I didn't get to explain this because I ran out of time. I actually took the liberty of going over. Remember, David's son died because of David's sin. Okay, he said David's son died because of David's sin. So David's son died because of what somebody else did. That's what he just said. Now he says, but I'm talking about physical death. But then we go back to the other point. There is no physical death without sin. Ain't nobody changed that point. God took the tree away from man because he sinned. Is it? Now let me try to be quick with this. 1 Corinthians 15:45-50. And so it is written, verse 45, so it is written, the first man was a living soul. Let me read it again. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was a living soul. And the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. It says that the first Adam was earthy. The second Adam was spiritual. God does not see but two men in this world. The first Adam and the second Adam. One natural, of whom you are dead in. If you are in him, the Bible says this in verse 50. Flesh and blood cannot inherit. Can you say cannot? Flesh and blood cannot inherit. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Pat, is that flesh and blood? Thank you. See, all these illustrations are self-evident. It's like this. Marvel not that I said you must be born again. Jesus answered and said unto me, verily, verily, I say unto you, that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. 3:6 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Therefore, you must be born again. How come you have to be born again if you're born righteous? You have to be born again because the first birth didn't take. Then in 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible
the missing picture.
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. That's how come he's not there. What seeded him was the Holy Ghost. God wouldn't let a man nowhere near it. Because ain't nothing but filth and rot ever come from his loins. And the proof positive is us. The best of us. Behind closed doors. The best of us. Rot and filth, and God wouldn't let him come nowhere near it. This Church of Christ leader does not even understand the basic principle of the deity or the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. That, my friend, is dangerous. What does born again mean, Pat? It means, very simply, first time it didn't take. How come? It's not the influences we get out from outside of us. Mark 7:21. Or from within our heart. From within. Out of the heart of men proceed evil. Evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, and murders. It ain't something that gets on you. It's something that's in you. It's that vinegar that's in you. And don't say, well, the child can't sin. Well, a tiger can't rip its prey to pieces again, either when it was a baby cub. But it's in him. It just makes sense, don't it? I'm winning that. But from within, out of the heart of men, perceive thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murder, theft, covetous, wickedness, deceit. All these things come from within. All these evils come from within and defile the man. Jeremiah 7:19, the heart is deceitful and wicked. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Bible says, Proverbs 22:15, foolishness is bound, that's perversion, is bound in the heart of a child. The word child is 522 from Strong's. It means from infancy to adolescence. In case you didn't know the difference, Pat, between Jesus and us, let me ask you a few questions. Have you ever known of a virgin that had a baby? That makes a difference right there, don't it? You ever known of a man that raised a man from the dead 3 days after he was dead? All right. Ever known a man that could say, I am the resurrection and not be a liar? Yeah, yeah. Ever known a man that it could be said? Have you ever known a man that it could be said he was equal to God and it not be blasphemy? Ever known a man that could say he was here before somebody else was here who was here 2,000 years before he got here? Before Abraham was, I am. You ever known anybody to do that? Something different about him. There's something missing in that picture. Ever known a man born that could say he was the one that spoke to Moses from the burning bush and be telling the truth? Have you ever known a man that was not made of a man? Have you ever known a man that was both God and man? Question. Why did David's son die? You said it. Because of his daddy's sin. All right. You will provide a scripture. Or will you provide a scripture showing the age of accountability? Which shows don't tell nothing about no age of accountability. Just says you got to know what you're doing. I agree with that. Show us a picture. Show us a scripture that says babies go to heaven. He said that the proof was that David said, you can't come to me, but I know you. What if David was wrong, Pat? David was wrong before, wasn't he? David was wrong several times. I've heard a lot of people say, my dad is in heaven now, and he was the worst whoremonger and drunk ever lived. Does that mean that he's in heaven? Certainly not. Number one, the fact that David said it don't make it so. It don't make it if you want to argue the point. I don't. I was like, David went to heaven, but the point of the business is, Pat can't prove nothing he's saying with Scripture. That's why he keeps dancing around it. How did death enter into the world? Why do infant babies die? Why did Christ die for us? And finally, let me close with this. Give me just 1 second. That makes, other than now attacking the deity of Jesus Christ, clearly, attacking the deity. You mess with Jesus, you deal with damnable doctrine.
Amen.
Just as a horn from another color.
Amen.
Start messing with that, you're messing with the wrong, that messes up. Pat does not realize, he don't realize because he's never followed through. He's indoctrinated by the Church of Christ. They give you a set of scriptures pertaining to every subject. You don't let you get outside that. He's indoctrinated. He don't think outside of what's set before him. If he did think outside of it, and he would condemn, and he would stand and condemn those of which slay innocent blood, saying them that innocent blood are children. He does not realize then that he is accusing the Almighty God of heaven of being a murdering slayer of innocent blood. How is that? The Bible says in 2 Peter 2:4, God spared not the angels and sins, but cast them down to hell, delivered them into chains of darkness, preserved judgment, spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, the preacher of righteousness, bringing from flood upon the ungodly. How many children do you suppose was in the world when God flooded it? Who sent the flood? Who killed the kids? Then overthrowing Sodom and Gomorrah. How many children was in Sodom and Gomorrah? Thousands of them. Did they burn in the fire? Did God drop them?
Come on.
You know what the solution to the Muslim problem is right now? I ain't going to do it. God don't give me the right to do it. But people accuse God of being cruel and mean. But you know what the problem, you know how to solve the Muslims, how to solve the terrorism problem? Kill every one of them. You may disagree with what I just said, but you can't disagree with this solved problem. God is a problem solver. And he ain't leaving it up to Larry King to decide if he's right or wrong. He killed them all in the days of Noah because there ain't nothing just before the eyes of God, not technically. Before men, we can be innocent. But there ain't nothing truly innocent that has come from that vinegar-laced loin. When God dropped a fireball on Sodom and Gomorrah, how many children did he kill? He's a slayer, then, of innocent blood. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 12, the plagues. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Wasn't Moses talking? That was God that smote Pharaoh's baby.
Amen.
Is he a slayer of innocent blood?
Amen.
He cried also in mine ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, every one with a destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lieth toward the north, and every man saw a weapon in his hand. One among them was clothed in linen with a writer's inkhorn by his side. And they went in and stood beside a brazen altar. And the glory of God of Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was in the threshold of the house. And he called to a man clothed in linen, which had the writer's inkhorn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, set a mark upon the foreheads of all the men that cried aside against the abomination, that no hurt comes upon them. And in the others, my hearing, he said, go after him through the city, smite, let not your eyes spare, neither have pity, slay utterly young and old, both maids and little children and women. But come not near any of the men who's got the mark upon their heads. Began at my sanctuary, then began the ancient men, then Jude 1:12. These are spots in your feast of charity. They feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about with wind, trees whose fruits is withered without fruit. Talking about corrupt people. Twice dead, plucked up by the roots. What does twice dead mean? It can only mean one thing. You've died twice, and yet you're still living. It means you're born dead, then came alive, then died again. Twice dead. Plucked up by the roots.